Pacific Coast, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Excuse me, I think we had the microphone potted up just a little hot there, bud.
Yeah, I've got to pot it down.
Just pot it down a bit. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, wish they would, and I sure wish they would, because but we do. 877-876-7445, but it is talk radio, and it's just ever so important and serious and sacred, and isn't it, though? No, it isn't. All right. We are going to be talking to Ray Jeffries, who is a former police chief in a very small town in upstate New York called Sidney, New York. I think it's a sort of a quasi-suburban part of Utica, New York. He's a longtime a chief of police, police officer. We're going to be talking to him about the anti-Putin stunt that has now earned this so-called punk band, and I say punk band because that's probably what they think of as punk in Russia. The name of the group is Pussy Riot. These girls have been given 2 years in jail. What did they do that earned them 2 years in jail in Russia? Well, what they did was they essentially went into a church and began performing a sort of an anti-Putin series of songs and recitations and so forth that was not looked upon favorably, I can tell you, by the members of the church. At one point, if you look at the video, there are members of the clergy trying to pull them off of the stage. And the judge that sentenced these girls in Pussy Riot to 2 years in jail said that they had committed, quote, grave crimes, including, listen to this, the insult and humiliation of the Christian faith and inciting religious hatred. This is the difference between societies. And in America, where we have such a long-standing tradition of religious freedom, and that includes not believing in any God at all, we take it real serious. In Russia, in their democracy, they want religious expression protected to the extent that you cannot or should not humiliate the Christian faith, but you also cannot and should not incite religious hatred, which is something we also agree with in this country, or we do agree with. Meaning, if this was a synagogue that those girls went into, and they began shouting anti-Jewish slogans, or let's say fascist or Nazi slogans, what would you call that? Now, I understand that they are the Christian faith does not reflect a racial type as the Jewish faith can. There are Jewish people, there are Jewish religious people who are also Jewish by ancestry, by bloodline, Mediterranean, Semitic people. So there's a little bit of a difference there. But if we're just talking about religious hatred, it's like spray painting a swastika on a synagogue, maybe, then maybe that's what we're talking about. The case began in February when the women infiltrated the Cathedral of Christ the Savior wearing colorful baklavas and prancing around in front of the golden holy doors leading to the altar, dancing, chanting, and lip-syncing for what would later become a music video of a profane song in which they beseeched the Virgin Mary to rid Russia of Mr. Putin. Security guards quickly stripped them of their guitars, but the video was completed with splices of footage from another church. Because of the support they have received from stars like Madonna and Sting, the women of Pussy Riot have become more famous, at least outside Russia, than other political opposition leaders here, some of whom are also the subjects of investigations and prosecutions, and some of whom are probably cooling their jets in jail someplace. But while the women became minor celebrities, Pussy Riot is far more political than musical. Its members have never commercially released a song or an album, and they do not seem to have any serious aspirations to do so. When their trial opened late last month, the women apologized, saying that they never intended to offend the Orthodox Church, but rather sought to make a political statement against Mr. Putin and against the Church Patriarch, Kirill I, or Kirill I.
Kirill I? It sounds almost like on Star Trek.
Yeah.
No, I said it wrong. Kirill, K-I-R-I-L-L.
Like Klingon.
No, it's not Klingon, man.
No, I said it's like Klingon.
What is it with you guys in Star Trek? No, it's not Klingon.
I said like Klingon.
Yeah, he said it's like it.
Okay, great. Yeah, sounds just like a Klingon name. You win. For supporting Mr. Putin's campaign for a third term as president. But Judge Sirova delivered her decision. She said that the political comments were spliced into the video later and that the action in the church was therefore motivated by religious hatred, saying that there was no political intent in the church because those comments did not come until after they left the church. They came in the post-production, if you will. She also cited evidence that the women had psychological disorders. Russia's got a real bad history of sticking people in a nut bin if they have a political problem, you know?
Yeah, they put them like in a Siberia.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, what they do is they'll put them in Siberia if they say a bad thing.
What about that doctor, remember that movie you talked about, Dr. Ago or Dr. Babago?
Dr. Zhivago?
Yeah, that guy going to the nut house?
Yeah, they put him in a nut house, too, and they put his wife in a nut house. I think everybody in that movie went in a nut house.
Man, that's what they do?
Not everybody in the movie went in a nut house. I don't remember anybody going in a nut house.
Dr. Zhivago done.
Wait a second. Dr. Zhivago, you know that's just a fictitious book.
No, it ain't. That guy's real.
No, it's not. The book was written by Boris Pasternak, who was...
Who's he?
He's the writer of Dr. Zhivago. It's a fictitious book. It is a piece of political criticism of the Soviet system. And,
No, wait. You got it all wrong. You got it way all wrong.
What have I got wrong?
Dr. Zhivago or whatever.
Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago.
Okay. That guy, he is... What? And you're saying he didn't go in a nut house. That what you're saying?
Bud, you just told me, you just went, wait, like I got everything wrong, and you were about ready to set me straight, and now you're asking me, I can't stand people that do that, you know?
Yeah, but what are you saying?
If you guys will shut up, I'll tell you. I'm saying that Boris Pasternak was a writer, a dissenting artist in the Soviet Union. He wrote the book Dr. Zhivago. It was banned by the government. It was critical of the Soviet Union in the Soviet system, and they said it misrepresented the revolution, and ba-ba-ba-ba-boom-ba-boom. And you guys brought it up, bud. You brought it up because you said in that book there's people getting thrown in nut houses. I don't remember one nut house that anybody went in.
Well, what was the one where they go in a nut house?
I don't know. I think Boris Pasternak might have... Maybe they put Boris Pasternak in a nut house.
That's what I mean.
That's not what you said.
But they're putting him in a nut house, huh?
That the Soviet system did. I don't know, in Russia, but they've got a bad tradition of that in Russia as part of the Soviet system. If you had a political dissent, they put you in a nut house. Can you imagine how scary that is? That all of a sudden you're crazy because you happen to have a political opinion that dissents from the... And that I think that's terribly destructive. So... We're going to get on the line here in a moment, Ray Jeffries, who is a police officer, to talk about the, crime and punishment, both here in the United States and in Russia, now Russia, formerly the largest republic, the largest state in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, that is the USSR, that is the Soviet Union.
That is the place where the nut house, that is...
All right, thank you. And we'll be back with that because I think it's. I'd like to find out specifically what's up with this particular group of women, Pussy Riot. 2 years in prison for this demonstration that was at first put on inside of an Orthodox church. Later, some anti-Putin comments spliced into the video presentation. The judge has said that there may be psychological problems with these women as well as inciting religious hatred. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Ray.
Hi, Phil.
How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Ray Jeffries joining us here from upstate New York, Sydney, New York. I used to work in Utica. I was just talking to the guys.
Oh.
And how close are you to Utica?
Well, we're in the Mohawk Valley here. We're probably about 4 or 5 miles from. We're 4 or 5 miles from New York Mills, which is a larger suburban area, and we kind of have crossed enforcement with New York Mills Police with the Oneida County, which is the Sheriff's Department. So we're not too far from either one of those places, and
right there in the Mohawk Valley, huh?
Yes, sir.
So you've been a police officer, and you've also commented on this story for other media, as well as you wrote a little piece for one of the New York weeklies about this particular case. What is it about this case that interested you?
Well, the thing that interested me, first and foremost, Phil, was the idea of the issue of public order and maintaining public order, especially in a country like Russia, which is the ancestral home of my mother's family. And I believe that in a country that is beginning its experiments with democracy, you do have to be careful in maintaining a civil society. You want people to be able to express how they feel, but you also want to maintain a society that is civil and one that is it will not be prone to disorder. And so when it comes to this kind of a thing, which is the invasion of a religious service, I feel very strongly that the Russian authorities did the right thing. If it had been me and it had been my police department, and
I want to let people know you are no longer a police chief.
That is correct.
And you are doing consulting?
I had a consultancy for about 5 years, and I'm fully retired now.
Okay. All right, go ahead. So if that had been your police force and this took place at a church in your jurisdiction, what?
It would have been very difficult for me to restrain myself, because for people to stand in a church and behave like that, they deserve what they get. And I say that knowing that people have the right to free speech. But to go into a church and dress up and prance around, I can't tell you how that angers me personally. And one of the things we have to do as police officers, we've got to keep our personal life out of our professional view.
Absolutely.
And of all of the things that I would encounter in my line of work that would make it most difficult for me to do that, it would be this religious, the desecration of a religious service.
And well, now, so that's how you see this, huh?
Well, without question, and I believe that you, my point was proven. I think I heard you say that the young women apologized.
Yes, one of them did apologize, saying they meant no disrespect to the church.
Well, so they admit that they had offended people's religious sensibility, and that, I believe, is basically an admission of guilt, and so they deserve to whatever the full weight of the law is in that country. And Russia, you said, has a tradition of psychiatric incarceration. I don't personally like the idea of that, but that's their country. And this is something that really strikes me at a very, very organic level.
So this is something that you're feeling. You're not speaking now just as a cop, are you?
No, I'm speaking as a cop. But, you know, even cops have areas of emotional contact in some instances with some crimes against children, crimes against women. I don't care, the most hard-bitten cop that I have ever worked with or for in the years I've been a police officer, you find it very hard to remain calm and detached and aloof when you see crimes like that.
We're talking here with Ray Jeffries, a retired police chief. He's in Sydney, New York tonight, and we're talking about Pussy Riot. They got 2 years in jail in Russia for this demonstration of hooliganism, as they call it. Do you know, Ray, what is hooliganism?
Well, I think it's what these women did, which was leaping around, raising the knees up to the chest, pointing the toes, and leaping around in multicolored clothing with the, but not wearing anything underneath. One of the reasons, Phil, that this affects me that makes me angry. It goes back to my childhood. My brother would regularly get me in trouble for things. So I would have to go into my room and spend the afternoon in my room. And I would look out the window and see my brother, who knew that I was in my room and knew that I was basically being punished for something he did. And he would be leaping around in the yard, wearing a shawl over his head, as if he was, I don't know, he looked like a woman or something with a shawl over his head, but he'd be leaping around, he'd be wearing his underwear, and sort of doing this little pointed-toe dance to mock me. You see what I'm saying?
So your brother is goading you?
Yeah, he was goading me, he was mocking me, he was laughing at me, and leaping about. And this happened, especially in the summer months, at least once a week, where I would get in trouble. I'd be in my room, I'd look out the window, and there would be my brother. Sometimes he'd paint his feet, he'd paint his face, he'd leap around, he'd pull his underwear down, he'd do all the things that a kid's going to do. It struck me so deeply that when I heard about these women prancing about, and when the word trance is used, it has a particularly devastating effect on me. So I find it very hard to be an objective police officer, and even an objective American police officer, when I hear of people being taunted by this kind of prancing around, barefoot, painted face, with a shawl pulled over your head, that kind of thing.
Talking to Ray Jeffries here from Sydney, New York. So you are admitting here that any kind of a provocative performance that mimics what your brother did to you, it kind of gets to you.
Yeah, well, I think it would get to any police officer. Every police officer has his own motivation. For instance, you see police officers who get very angry when they see, a child abused by a parent or a child a victim of violence, because they remember when they beat their kid up, or if they beat up their wife, and they are ashamed of that, so they want to make sure.
You're talking about the cop now.
Yes, sir. The police officer.
But wouldn't it be more like when they were kids getting beat up?
The police that I know, that I've talked to, they get very emotional when they see a kid beaten up by a parent, because they used to do that themselves to their kids, and they can't believe that they did, and no one arrested them for it, so they want to go after the parent that's doing it.
Wow, that's a tale. By the way, if you have police officers in your employ who have beaten their kids up, so to speak, why are they police officers?
Well, this is nothing that they were caught doing. They were not incarcerated for it.
Would you keep a man in your employ as a police chief if you found out he used to beat his kids up?
It would depend on the kind of police officer he was now. If he went out and aggressively sought out people that beat up kids, then I would definitely keep him on as a police officer, so long as he would come clean with me. And I'd say to a police officer, if I'm looking at his sheet and I say, you got a lot of guys here, you've been arrested for beating up kids. Did you used to beat up kids? Yes, sir, I did. I'd say, all right, well, I appreciate your honesty, because that's what you want. You want an honest cop, and you want a guy that says, yes, I used to smack my own kids around, but I don't do it anymore, and that's why I want to go out and arrest these guys.
All right, Ray Jeffries with us, former police chief in Sydney, New York. Ray, question for you before we take our break. Because I'm a little bit, I want to know now, how much of your view of what happened in Russia is, in other words, you feel these girls got the right punishment, correct?
Yes, I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Which I think probably goes, most people, you know, are in favor of letting them go, of the free speech.
Well, most of those are these Madonna and people like that. I think the average person probably agrees with me a little bit in saying that when you leap around and taunt people and pull your pants down and do stupid things like that in a church.
Well, I don't know that they did. Did they mimic exactly what your brother did to you?
From the reports I've read, yes.
Okay. How much of your view of this, therefore, is an actual clear-eyed, sober, objective view coming from a police officer, and how much of your view is influenced by how your brother taunted you?
Well, I think we are products of our environment, Phil, and much of it is influenced how Gene treated me, my older brother, But I don't think my reaction to that was wrong. To see Gene taunting me in the way that he did, lifting his knees up to his chest and dancing around in the backyard with his underwear halfway down his legs, I reacted the way I think anybody should. I got angry, and I wanted, and I swore revenge.
All right, hold on, Ray.
Yeah.
877-876-7445. Ray Jeffries, former police chief, believes those girls in Russia got what they deserve.
Henry.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And with me is Ray Jeffries in Sydney, New York. And Ray, we got your brother Gene, the older brother that I guess got you in trouble. We're going to talk to him in a couple of minutes here. And you two guys can kick around the dynamic.
Okay, so you were able to get, I didn't know if he was at that number that I gave you or not.
Yeah, we were able to get in touch with him.
Because he's been out of, he travels for business, and I think he was out of town.
Well, he lives in Buffalo.
Yes, sir.
And we were able to get him at home.
Oh, okay, great.
What is your relationship like with him now?
My relationship with my brother is great. I love my brother very much. But what happened to me in those days has definitely influenced my thinking as a police officer.
All right, what Ray's feeling is that the Women in Pussy Riot, this so-called punk group in Russia that was given two years in prison yesterday, I think technically we're talking about yesterday, whatever the date today is, the 17th. Let's just look at my calendar here. So was it the 17th or the 16th?
Yeah, I think they got on the 17th.
It was the 17th. It was today in Russia, but obviously the time change is big.
Okay. They have been given 2 years of jail time. The judge said that she believes there could be some psychological issues. She said that it was inciting religious hate. She said that it was also disrespectful of the Christian faith. You agree with all of that?
I do, Phil. And if it had been me, as I said to you before, if I'd been a police officer on scene, I would have done a lot more than just put them in handcuffs. I would have given them something, as we like to say, I would have given them something to remind them of me.
Now, what is that?
I definitely would have given them something to remember, either...
Are we talking about a physical...
You know something? If they gave me the excuse that they was resisting arrest, I would put a knee right up into their solar plexus so fast they'd throw up. That's how strongly...
And that's police brutality, isn't it?
That's not police brutality. If they resist, that's not police brutality if they resist. And from what I saw on the video is they resisted the officer.
Well, they resisted one of the nuns.
No. I'm not talking about a nun now. They resisted the officer. The minute they resisted me, I would have put a knee into their solar plexus so fast they would have vomited on the stage. They would have vomited right there on their little videotape. That's what I would have done. And that's how I feel. And that's what my brother Gene did to me.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel fine about it. I mean, at the time, you know, he made me angry.
I'm going to get Gene on the line here. Gene Jeffries is in Buffalo, New York. He is the older brother here of Ray Jeffries, the former. Gene, how are you, sir? Are you there?
Hi, Phil.
And this is Gene.
Gene Jeffries, yeah. Hey, Gene. Hey, Ray, is that you? Yeah, how you been? I'm doing very good, thank you.
And, Gene, thanks for joining us. You're the older brother here of Chief Jeffries.
Yes.
You proud of your brother?
I'm proud of all of my brothers and sisters, all my siblings. We have a great family. Me too, brother.
All right, well, your brother here, Ray, was saying that when you guys were kids, he would take the blame for something you did. He'd be in, mother would send him to the room, and you'd be outside taunting him.
Yeah.
You
know how you used to take one of mom's, you'd take mom's dress and you pull it over your head? Yeah, I used to do a dance. Yeah, you'd do this little dance where you taunt me? Yes, I remember that. I told Mr. Henry that made me so angry to see you taunting me. Well, it was a very specific What I did was a very specific thing, Mr. Henry. And when you're a kid, of course, you're thinking of all kinds of stupid stuff to do.
Yeah, and if you're a brother.
And I was his older brother. I still am, but... So I tortured Ray a little bit. I knew that it drove him crazy to see me prancing around with my underwear halfway down while he had to stay in the room.
Right.
And so I would do that. I'd pull, take one of my mom's dresses off the clothesline. I'd pull it over my head, and then I'd pull my underwear down, and I'd start doing this high kick kind of a dance and a prance. You know, I'd pull my knees up to my... And I'd start dancing around, laughing, and pointing at him.
Right. It used to drive me out of my mind.
Right. And I know he hates it if he sees anybody doing that now. That's why you don't. He can't go to football games with the drum major.
I don't like to go to football games and watch a drum major, yeah.
Why?
Because of the high kick. Right.
Don't you feel then that, Gene, that this kind of warped your brother?
Well, I mean, we're all products of where we are from and the things that have happened to us. When you use the word warp, I don't think it's warp. I think it's just what Ray saw something he doesn't like, you know?
Right. Well, I can tell you I don't like the high kick, the high knees. Every time I see somebody kick their knee, you know, bring the knees up high, I want to do things that will make them not be able to do that anymore.
Yeah, you're talking about like a breaking the legs?
You know.
To me, that's a dangerous way for a police officer to think. Well, you know that I've got a very good record.
I think there's two brothers talking to each other here. Now, Gene, you admit that you taunted your brother, and he's now...
Yeah, but I'm not going to take responsibility for... And just so you know, Ray has never been... guilty of any kind of a crime like that?
No.
My record is very good, Mr. Henry.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. But you are saying that when the Pussy Riot girls started in on their demonstration or whatever it was, when you saw the tape of them dancing about, it made you angry.
Is this what this is about, Pussy Riot?
Yeah, Mr. Henry's asked me about that case in Russia.
Okay. I saw that and I thought about that.
Yeah, when I saw those girls... with the dancing around and prancing and mocking, and I don't know if they pulled their pants down, which I can tell you right now, I'm a healthy male, but I don't want to see them do that. I can tell you that.
I wouldn't want that neither.
I got angry.
What if they had? Can I ask you? Can I ask my brother a question, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
Hey Ray.
Yeah.
What if they had pulled their pants down?
I would have probably put my foot to the television set.
See what I mean? I would have
put my foot right through the television set because I would have seen you, you know.
And all of that prancing around and everything.
What? Tell me, ask a question. What did you do? Because Ray said that you, Gene, did things that got Ray in trouble.
That's correct, yes.
So you did what? Like, for instance?
I'm about Wininger.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Wininger was a lady. She lived across the street from us. We grew up in the Buffalo, New York area, Mr. Henry.
Okay.
And a lady, Wininger, she lived across the street from us. Now, one day I had an apple, there's an apple orchard right along the side of our parents' house, which is still there. And the apple was rotten, but I was playing with these rotten apples, and my brother Ray was there. And I said, I don't know what I said to you, Ray. I said, look at all these rotten apples. And Ray says, you can't throw a rotten apple, can't get no grip, because it's going to be like mush. I said, bet me, you know, as we used to bet each other all the time on these things. So this old lady, Wininger, is across the street. She's getting out of her car, and she had a hat, one of these big hats the women wore. So I took this apple, and I threw it on a fly about 50 yards. It hit her square in the head, and it just it splattered all over this hat and knocked her into a little baby pool she had for her grandkids. So she literally, when I hit her in the head with the apple, she did a full somersault into a baby pool.
Yeah, and I knew you took off running.
And I took off running, and Ray's standing there. Why you didn't run, I don't know.
Well, I didn't do nothing wrong, you know. And so I stood there, and sure enough, this old lady Wininger comes up out of the pool, and Jean's not kidding. She did a full somersault into this baby pool that she had for her grandkids. She comes up with his hat's completely ruined. It's got dirty, rotten apple all over it. And she comes walking across the street toward me.
And that's when another apple come firing out of the orchard behind me. Yeah, because I went into the orchard behind Ray. And
you threw another apple?
I did, yeah. Because I figured she couldn't see me. I fired another apple, and this hit her square in the forehead. Right, and it knocked her. Again, she does another one of these somersaults, and she fell into that compost that Mom had. Our mother had a compost heap. It was mostly, garbage, the kind of stuff you make with compost.
Yeah.
This lady Winninger falls into this compost. Make a long story short, she talked to my mother and my father. My brother had to go, and he had to go into the room for the afternoon, and I went outside and pulled my pants down. Yeah.
Why did you throw an apple at not once, but twice?
Because she was coming over to our house. Yeah, but I wound up getting into trouble for that, see. Yeah, no, I know that. I know that, brother, and I'm sorry. We were kids, you know. You don't know what's going to happen when you're a kid, right?
You hit this lady twice in the head with an apple, and once she falls into this pool, and another time she falls into a compost heap.
Yeah, but Winninger, if ever there was an old lady on the street that was begging for it from the minute she got out of bed until the minute she went to bed at night, it was old lady Winninger. Walking around with those stupid hats and that car, that two-tone...
Yeah, it's an Oldsmobile.
Two-tone Oldsmobile.
Well, I don't understand. It doesn't sound like, as an adult, you could not possibly approve of that behavior if it was one of your kids.
No, I don't approve of it now, but you were asking what I did.
But you got your brother in trouble, and your brother was traumatized by that. You see?
No. It traumatized me to the point where if you was dancing around, you know. I know.
And it traumatized your brother to the point where he saw that on the videotape of these Russian girls, and naturally his thoughts turned to beating them, kicking them in the solar plexus, and all kinds of things. We'll be back here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That's a wild story, isn't it?
His brother got in trouble and threw an apple?
His brother threw a couple of rotten apples at an old lady across the street, got his brother in trouble, and got him in trouble, and his brother taunted him for the rest of the afternoon. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
And the old lady, she finally married that guy 20 years younger than her.
Phil, 877-876-7445 here, talking to Ray and Gene Jeffries here, and we're talking about Pussy Riot, by the way, speaking of Pussy Riot, that's pretty much what it's been on our talk lines tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've got not females, but the male version, as they've been weighing in on a lot of the topics this evening.
You got a lot of these, I hear what you're saying, it's pussy. You got a lot of these... What, pussies?
Well, we've had a lot of guys calling and asking if they can be my wife. I don't know. And I think they're all calling from the South. Anyway, and maybe some from upstate.
Yeah, there got to be some from upstate.
Anyway, so, Gene, you traumatized your brother.
Yeah, well, I didn't traumatize, but what I did is I hit the old lady with the apple, yeah. Well, that was one time, but the other time was a fire that he set, and it was the shed. You know, remember the guy's shed? Yeah, that's right. I set fire to a guy's shed. I was helping him clean his van. And this was, I forget who the guy was. It was a renter? Well, he was renting the Morley's house, Mr. and Mrs. Morley. And this man had a van, and my brother Ray, my brother Gene went next door to help this guy clean his van. And he was using a solvent of some kind. What was you using? I was just using like a spot remover. You're right. I was using some gasoline, but I wasn't trying to do nothing, you know. Well, whatever happened, he was helping this guy with his van, trying to clean his van up. And he wound up setting fire to the guy's van and setting fire to the house. And he burned the house down. And burned a guy's van up.
Good Lord.
Yeah. But no one got hurt. No one was hurt. Now, when the cops arrived, I took off running. Now, I didn't blame my brother, but my brother was there taking pictures for his school newspaper.
Yeah.
And the guy there that I had been helping, that renter, I forget the guy's name, he says, well, he's one of the brothers. And the cop asked him, he said, well, who set the fire? He said, well, it was one of them, and he pointed at Ray. Yeah, and I said to this guy, was it me? He says, well, it doesn't matter. Both of you guys are brothers, and I can't remember. And
what, was this guy an idiot?
Yeah, he was a complete idiot. A complete idiot. He was he was one of these hippies, you know, real stoned out and everything like this.
Okay. So he blames you, Ray?
Yeah, and I told him, I said, it wasn't me. He says, well, I don't remember, but it was one of you. You know, this kind of deal. And I said, you lousy... Anyway, this guy, so I wound up, the police didn't do anything because they wound up taking this hippie in for it, which is what they should have done. Right. But I wound up getting blamed by my parents, and I had to be in the room for the afternoon. And there's my brother prancing around with his pants off, doing the kinds of things that, you know, that he does to piss me off.
Well, as a result, it sounds to me like your brother, Ray Jeffries here, was traumatized by your actions.
No,
it does. It sounds like that, you know, I don't know the relationship, you guys. It sounds very weird.
But I didn't get him in trouble that time. No, it was not my brother's fault. It was the fault of this dumbass hippie who goes, no, that wasn't the guy that I was helping.
But the cops figured out that Gene, you didn't do it.
Yeah, the cop said, well, what are you talking about? He says, well, we were cleaning this van. He says, is it your van? He says, it's my landlord. I said, I clean it. He says, well, you're using that gasoline? He says, yeah. But he says, yeah, but the other guy had it. And I said, and the cop says, which guy? He says, well, his brother, but he's the guy. Yeah, so the cop, this guy says, I did. I said, I didn't burn no gasoline.
So this hippie.
Yeah, the hippie tried to get him in trouble. I took off running because it was because he set fire to everything. Almost burned this guy's complete house down. And I wound up, I got in trouble for my father. You know, my father said, you stay in the room in the afternoon. I said, I can tell you right now it's going to happen, Dad. He goes, what? I says, Gene's going to pull his pants down. He says, no, your brother won't do nothing like that. My brother goes in, goes in and reads his paper, and there's my brother pulling his pants down, prancing around and doing that prance dance. You know, but that's why he can't go to football games to see the drum major do a prancing step.
The drum major, there's something about what your brother did that pissed you off so much that it has colored your view as a police officer. Anybody that exhibits any kind of radical behavior like that, you want to beat them within an inch of their life.
That's pretty much it, yes, sir.
And you don't feel responsible for that, Gene?
No, I don't think so. No way. You know, the one time I hit the old lady with the apple, I was trying to save you. Oh, the hell you was. No, I was.
Well, how are you trying to save him?
The old lady was coming over, so I took a beat on her with the apple again, and I fired a strike. I mean, the first one I hit her in the head, and the second one, man, right down the pipe. Now, you hit her in the forehead, she fell into that pig slop.
All right, well, so we haven't really spent a lot of time talking about Pussy Riot, have we?
Well, we can, I got all the time in the world to talk about that, you know? No, he ain't talking about that.
All right. Well, in any event, guys, you can get together and talk about that yourselves, other than the fact that as a police officer, you agree with the penalty that was meted out there, and a lot of Americans don't agree with you, Ray.
Well, that's their right, but I think what they did to those girls in Russia was great, and I'm glad they're going to prison. I hope they stink the jail out. From their bodies rotting out. That's what I hope. And I'll tell you right now, my brother didn't do anything bad. My brother made me appreciate law and order instead of dancing around and prancing around like some fruit. I can't tell you how that pisses me off. Yeah, see, I did good.
Yeah, okay. Listen, thanks very much. Best of luck, guys, okay?
You bet. Thank you very much, Phil.
That's the Jeffries brothers from upstate New York, one of whom is a police chief, former police chief. The other is whatever he is. But because of their relationship as brothers, the younger brother became a police chief, has these violent, violent tendencies.
Now, I want to tell you what, I knee those girls in a solar plexus.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much it. Wants to knee them in the solar plexus and essentially brutalize them because of his brother pulling his pants down. Anyway, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I got to take a break from all of that. We're going to come up. We got our news and information hour.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? Did you hear those two nuts? I don't know if I was talking with two guys playing with a full deck there.
Well, the one guy sound, I think the police chief guy sound okay, but that other brother sound whack.
Yeah, the guy hit the old lady with an apple.
I don't understand that. There's a level of psychological damage there, and they neither one cop to it. They both sound like they're just normal guys, and one wants to, knee people in the gut. Anyway, coming up this weekend on Sunday at noon Pacific Daylight Time, it is the first preseason game of the Milwaukee Lions. They're at the Utah Flaming Cavalry in the Phil Hendry Hillbilly Football Conference. Game time is at noon. It'll be carried by Wang Radio and the Phil Hendry, Phil TV at HD at philhendryshow.com. The audio portion only. We'll be right back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Can I get a hat, an autographed hat for my wife? And if you can make it to Darlene.
Phil Hendry.